Valor in the Presence of the Enemy, an advocacy group with a mandate to have a Canadian Victoria Cross awarded to an Afghanistan veteran, will be ramping up efforts to do just that when it comes to local veteran Private Jess Larishel of Restoul, Ont. The push is on in support of Canadian Army Infantry Soldier Larishel, whose actions while serving in Afghanistan over 15 years ago with the 1st Battalion of the Royal Canadian Regiment led to the campaign by Valor in the Presence of the Enemy to have the Star of Military Valor he received upgraded to Canada's highest military honour, the Canadian Victoria Cross. A letter documenting the outpouring of support for the Larishel Canadian Victoria Cross campaign is destined for the Governor-General's office by Valor in the Presence of the Enemy. An e-petition on Larishel's behalf was presented to Minister of National Defence Anita Anand with over 14,000 signatures in support. There is a sense of urgency from the advocacy group as the letter also outlines Larishel's ongoing and debilitating health issues related to the injuries he suffered during the very events for which he is being lauded. See related. Campaign seeking award of highest military honour to local veteran receives council support in North Bay. See also. Calendar Council backs campaign to honor local veteran. An audio recording from November 2021 of Larishel's interview with retired Canadian Forces General Rick Hillier and released by Valor in the Presence of the Enemy on its YouTube channel, Friday, is billed as Larishel's first public account of what happened on October 14, 2006, in Afghanistan. At the time, Hillier was the chief of the defense staff. For the full Larishel-Hillier interview, click here. Valor in the Presence of the Enemy says the Larishel and Hillier interview is what convinced us beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jess needs a review of his citation and an independent review to determine whether or not he could be upgraded to the Victoria Cross. The interview covers the details of the battle in which Larishel defended his unit's position in Pashmal while badly injured and under attack, demonstrating an unparalleled sense of duty and commitment to his fellow soldiers. According to reports in support of his receiving Canada's first Victoria Cross, Larishel had volunteered to climb into an observation post high above the battlefield where dozens of approaching Taliban forces shelled the Canadian positions. An RPG salvo seriously injured Larishel, who suffered broken vertebrae in his neck and back and a detached retina when the explosion sent him careening into the back wall of the post. More on the defense of Strongpoint Center, 14 October 2006. On the initiative spearheaded by Valor in the Presence of the Enemy petitioning for him to receive the Canadian Victoria Cross, Larishel tells group member, Hillier, he is honored. I'm a little bit shocked, Larishel says. I could have gotten in trouble for what I did on that day. Standard operating procedure dictates the soldier abandons the observation post. You're not supposed to stay and fight. For something I could have gotten in trouble for, and now, all this, he says, referring to the Victoria Cross campaign. It's pretty overwhelming. The attack killed two soldiers, friends of Larishel's, and injured several other Canadians. In what would prove to be the last action Private Larishel would ever see, he provided covering fire for his platoon while unsteady on his feet and bleeding from his ear. The battlefield testimonials say Larishel's heroic actions and bravery prevented many more casualties as he fought on despite his own wounds. The last Canadian to earn the original Victoria Cross fought in World War II. In 1993, Canada established its own version. British Commonwealth countries Australia and New Zealand have done the same and, while Canada has yet to award its Victoria Cross, Australia has since bestowed four medals and New Zealand one.